Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, a revised or a new reading. Canto 20. This is a jumble, a pink princess, a magic wand, tiara for company. I'm not a princess, Daddy, I'm a girl. And what shop did I buy you in? Stop it, Daddy, you didn't buy me, I grew. Oh, like cyclamen stalks, the neck of this child carries a head packed with cheeks of colour. She sits on my lap watching CBeebies, waits for the result of the quest. She is the heart of the matter, the cause of the search, the fountain whose waters are under threat. Cork has already fallen. Ennis, Ballinasloe, Clonakilty too, or was it Bandon? The liquid that fell from the skies, contaminated by the excrement of bribed men. Let us not probe too deeply, lest we disturb Marian's conviction that it was the hand of God. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts we are about to receive, the budget. Sunday morning in the refugee camp during the run-up to the revolution. Last night in Cratlow, a shepherd saw the image of Cuchulainn in the stone. There are now 100 sheep gathered, a local farmer making hay, rain-fallen puddles. Glass ripples reflects the sky. What's breaking surface? Greyskin towers over creatures conjured by swift. Kilimanjaro legs, a trunk packed with all the knowledge invented by the dead and living generations. Gulliver travelled this way. He too was on the lookout in case he'd be ambushed by righteousness. He had no elephant to guide him, no tail to swat the mozzies. We have our Ganesh to sing the song of wandering Angus. Only our elephant evolved as Darwin's child, ascended from the soup. Did you really walk this jungle? Or was that another white lie, a venial sin? You have been silent, you and free will, massive bedfellows. Are you committed to letting me drown before I find the elusive Pimpernel? What bloody use is a guru if it won't stay awake? Talk about light touch regulation. Who can remember the elephant's way? Let's move on deeper into this refugee camp. Any Hungarians left over from the Velvet Revolution? The Irish army camp has been developed. Floodplains washed away. I belong to the planning department. I am a public servant. How dare you? I've never taken a bribe, knowingly. It wasn't me who approved the building of the floodplains. It was councillors that done it. The planning department propose, politicians dispose. We are all professionals, you know. We belong to a professional association. We have qualifications. I am not responsible for any decisions. My colleagues and I in the planning department consider that the aforementioned codicil represented in subsection 4.3 of section 4, pursuant to the minister's standing order number 361, is sufficient authority to absolve us from any liability for the cock-up. I've personally taken no brown envelope, no cash for permissions. Please don't point your finger in my direction. As a public servant, I am beyond reproach. Meanwhile, back at the hospital, the Mercy wards are cleared of cancer patients and the porters have lost patience. The task force met to stop the tide. The Taoiseach led the charge. Our government is on the job with public eyes, servants by his side. Apprentice time, GlaxoSmithKline. There's never been a shower so green, edging for the task, strip away the mask. Show us your leotard, as if Willie O'Dea. Ireland is falling down with rain, credibility down the drain. The powers that be say it will be grand. We've credit for you to beat the band. Whatever you do, don't fall asunder, working together. There'll sure be plunder. I'd love a cup of tea. I'm satisfied the young pretenders are given to the cheat. They'll falsify the figures, dress their skins in showers of fake tan, and pocket the return, all for the sake of a job with Bill. Into the boardroom, into the valley of death, rode the six of them, hardly a brain between them, all persuaded they were the bee's knees. A training ground for the youth of Ireland, and parents of aspiration, the role model in court surrounded by jesters. Festering egos, full of self, with a wealth of mouth between them. Perhaps apprentices are too young to be honest and come stamped with a sell-by date from yesterday. I kid you not. End of Canto 20. Canto 21. On a mountain in Kerry sits a woman driven only by money. She'll not move her arse unless you pay her for the privilege. Outside Cathair Savine, visible on a clear day from the beehive hut on Skellig Mihal, she counts the stones in case the birds have swooped. She lives on the juice of fuchsia, sleeps on Mombrisha stalks, rests only on lamb's wool she's shorn herself. Her favourite drink is distilled from bull's blood, mixed curds and whey. She's an icon, too fierce for Liz Dunvarna. Every day she surfs McCarthy home in her dreams. Maybe she's the one to consult. It's said she tells the story of the god that sifted earth through a strainer and threw the Skelligs into the Atlantic off the kingdom's coast. A third cousin twice removed to Hydra, a Peloponnesian beauty. It's said she was once impregnated by a ram from Delphi. She's holding a key stolen from the oracle in the park, the Longfella. My best friend, Homer Simpson, brought his family to visit her. She blamed him for the fall of Troy, the death of Paris, the kidnap of Helen, and the failure of Odysseus to get back in time to spare his wife from disgrace. This is no wife of O'Donoghue. This is one of the species that lives to battle. No Queensberry rules here. Bare knuckles rules her ring. She's eaten all the honest men she's found. So Kerry's denuded. And the women she's fried on the fires of Santorini during the night. Monks, terrified she'd swim out to them and force their virginity on her. Every man's nightmare, a Mrs. Hyde craving to be ravished. She hears the confessions of priests from the Dublin Archdiocese, young men born into the vocation, incarnate youths, captivated by the guttural tone, hoc est enim corpus meam. Give me your body, let me taste your blood. Boys taken into a seminary, some from penury, some to free their brothers to inherit the farm. Lads put to scrubbing flagstones with icy water in December, mortified their flesh, hearts gouged of pride, like a filly broken into the institutionalization of desire. Taught the ceremony of the bugger by an older priest, a father figure, a godhead that offered a little taste of hell on earth, so that the last judgment might have a suitable rehearsal. Those faithful kids entered the apostolic virtue land, believing the soul stained with original sin, convinced they were in for salvation. The first rule they learned was the law of obedience, question and sin. Do as I show unto you, follow the leader, make your parents proud of you for once. Be consecrated with a power to make all bend a knee to your hand and open their legs to your desire. Be a bit of a lord. Bring little children with you into the garden. Give each a crown of thorns. Rape their body and their minds. Suffer little children to come unto you in the sacristy. in their grandmother's parlours, in the back of your Morris Minor. Show them the sperm of salvation and shut them up with the promise of exposure. We are all liars, petty little criminals. Teach them the fear of disbelief. Expose young people to the beauty of a sinning mind and the miracle of the flesh made dirty. Filthy little buggers, temptation-ridden sluts, bring them the epistles of Paul, the Gospel of John, the four horsemen of apocalyptic vision, redemption through suffering. Joyce's Jesuit would have understood and denied all. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Anyone who can't remember sins to confess can make them up. All is sin. We are creatures of a sinful world. All we do is sin. So when I sin with you, we are both sinners before the cross. All sins are equal before Christ. So what's so bad about a little bit of torture? Wasn't our Saviour himself tortured unto death? And didn't he emerge victorious? Resurrected, ascended, if you like. You, my child, prepare yourself for the pain of crucifixion so that you might be taken down from the cross into a tomb to suffer in silence. Into thy hands I commend my spirit, Father. I'll go silently back to the house of my father, my tongue sacrificed on the altar of your orgasmic need for submission. I'll spend the years wandering with shame in my knapsack. I'll leave Ireland on a boat to Holyhead. I can dig ditches, lay tar for McAlpine. You can move from parish to parish, saving souls, ministering to the sick, a pillar of the community, revered by the sisters. These are my sins, and for my penance I'll recite three Our Fathers, three Hail Marys, and three Glory Bees, all my life, in every cold bed, in every damp sheet. Meanwhile, you are vital to your church, a true soldier of Christ, confirmed in your addiction to the power of the body and blood, ordained to lead, known to your friends as a butcher of innocent limbs. Is it any wonder you didn't become an alcoholic or wife beater or lover of prostitutes? Remember me. I wish I could not remember myself. An old ball stoop shuffled forward. Rosary beads pressed into the flesh of the palm. It was his turn to confess. Bless me, Father. Bless me, Mother, for I have sinned. It is 40 years since I last made a good confession. These are my sins. Before you open your mouth, I know you. I have watched your deepest thoughts. I have seen everyone. How can you be sorry? Is my face not sufficient? You have the look of a mountain goat with mange. You are the child of bishops. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Isn't that what I smell off you? I am sorry. I want to confess. Will you not hear my confession? The words. You want to give me words? Take down your trousers. I'll give you a knife for penance. I'll watch you make contrition and commit a miracle. I want to be forgiven. The old Kerry woman put on her Medusa look. I want to see the colour of your soul, the one you've carried around under the archbishops. Take up your blade, cut your penis off, eat your testicles and chew them 40 times, swallow the lot. Then tell me you're sorry. The priest fainted when he heard his sentence. She poured his piss from a cob, cooled with the frost of morning. As the first eye winced, she defecated into his open mouth. I am here to remind you of the pleasures from your flesh, the joy you brought to those who served your mass. Your penance has begun. The boy who served his parents' pride vomited into the field. The whole body of the woman towered over him. It was as if she was one bad breast of sour milk. Dante, you were a mild writer of punishment. Our holy man of Ireland would cross the Styx 1,000 times rather than face this woman with her hairy cunt pressing down to suffocate him. Oh, he wished he could wake up dead. And if that wasn't possible, he wished he was dead to death. Canto 22. Oh, we got the message. There is some imagination left. A moleskin needs a rest. What became the Divine Comedy? I know his mother died before he grew. Sounds like you're turning her inside out. Bring back Beatrice, I say. La Vita Nuova. Aren't we entitled to music? Troubadours? Fiesta? Why does the search for an honest man have to entail such misery? 21 years that epic took, the one you so admire. 21 days you've been writing and we're still in hell. Inferno fascination. Take us on to purgatory. Moleskin. Moleskins bask in paradise. Café Paradiso. Now that was a better story. It was late in the day when I came to that wood. The sun had gone down to win back the day, the moon in her light, the stars where they should, an order sublimely dictated, a throw, they say, 9 circles torment the wicked, unworthy life. Where's my Virgil? We face a monstrous way. Bring me bright terraces of a promised land, write your path to purification. Peace and hope this moleskin offers you. Remember Magdalene, Mary of my dreams? I could give her to you, if you'll take her hand as guide. Who knows who sits on the throne these days? It might as well be the one you seek. Some say the angels call the shots, but demand you become blind in order to see the radiance of the honest soul exposed. Get a move on. You've got to meet the thieves, hypocrites, soothsayers, flatterers and seducers, and you're a blasphemer. Stop taking the piss out of the abyss. There are spendthrifts adrift on the surface of the Green Lake. Come off your high horse and puncture a few for me. Fuck it, boss. He's disappeared. I fucking followed him across the border. And in the fog, I lost the fucker. But I'll get him for you, boss. Drumcondra rules, boss. There's no getting away from someone who's stuffed a dundun, boss. What? Fucking black spot, boss. I'll call you back. Why don't they put fucking masts up? Is it no wonder those fuckers from England got washed up off Slayhead and all their fucking bales in the fucking sea? Boss? Boss? Can you hear me, boss? The reception's fucking awful, boss. What? Of course I'll get him. Soon as the fog lifts, he'll have an accident, boss. Like that tart, boss. The whore with all the questions, boss. There's no way this cunt will get out of the kingdom alive. Boss? Are you there, boss? Ah, fuck it. It's all right for him. All he has to do is pull strings. Shadow spreads across. Face of the faithful at mass. Sacrifice the lamb. Swallow left behind. The chill of evening sets in. Spring, a hope away. End of Canto 22.